I'm going to try and make this show especially useful by just going through a list of the 8 AI tools that we have talked about on the show that I think are truly useful and can truly be used for marketing work and content creation or just to enhance overall productivity. Anyway, if you just started listening to the show today, you are in luck because this is probably the best TLDR episode available and highlights the most useful tools that we've come across and discussed on the show. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, super short episode for you today. Barely got this one in under the wire. It was an absolutely crazy day here in the AI Marketing Navigator world. But that's not why you came to the show. You came to hear all about AI marketing. And I'm going to try and make this show especially useful by just going through a list of the 8 AI tools that we have talked about on the show that I think are truly useful and can truly be used for marketing work and content creation or just to enhance overall productivity. I will say I started by titling this episode 5 tools that you can actually use, but I needed to include some more, and so we ended at a nice even number 8 here. Anyway, if you are listening to the AI Marketing Navigator, you likely know that we can barely keep up with the amount of tools. There are new AI tools every day being created that utilize AI, and it's like trying to drink from a fire hose. And maybe the only thing harder than keeping up with all the new tools is figuring out which ones are actually useful and which ones are just a waste of time. And that's what the goal of today's episode is, to give you some actual useful tools. Okay, so starting out our list, and in no particular order, is going to be a pretty simple one, and it's the only LLM I'm going to include on this list, simply because, yes, of course, you can use these LLMs and these conversational AI platforms, ChatGPT, Meta AI, Gemini, Claude, all these things. You can use them for so much. Really, all that you're limited by is your own creativity, but I'm trying to keep this to purely practical use cases, not just generalized research or conversational AI interchanges. So I'm going to start with Claude 3.5 Sonnet. And this is what I use to create my social media posts. And I think we talked about this on the show before, but what I'll do is I'll dictate or write my podcast episodes, whatever topic we're covering that day. And then using that transcript, I will ask Claude to write a LinkedIn post and a Twitter post, or an X post, excuse me. So number 1, Claude 3.5 Sonnet to repurpose and write content. If you can use a core piece of content like a transcript that you've created yourself, all the better, instead of relying purely on Claude, better to have your own voice and your own content as a jumping off point. Okay, number 2 is going to be Gamma AI, and this is the AI-powered presentation creator. You can prompt the creation of slideshows and dynamic presentations. I use Gamma to create different lead magnets and guides for my prospects and leads to use on my website and in my cold email campaigns. I think Gamma is really slick. You can get a really nice presentation created almost entirely by AI, and just with a little bit of editing, you can really tighten it up nicely. Again, definitely go through and add your own voice to these presentations as well. The more we can do that, the better. And it also integrates or implements all of the best image generation models to be used right within the tool for your presentations. So that's pretty helpful and pretty sweet as well. So number 2 is Gamma for presentation creation and lead magnet creation. Moving on to number 3, and this is going to be a tool called Whisper, and it's an AI powered dictation tool, spelled WISPR, if you're going to look it up, and I strongly recommend you do. And if you've listened to the episode before, I've talked about how writing is a pretty big block for me when it comes to content creation, and I find it much easier to just naturally dictate the content that I either write or I am drafting for this podcast. And as soon as I started using Whisper to dictate, I was pleasantly surprised and found it much more helpful and efficient than the voice typing in Google Docs, for instance, or the typical dictation on a Mac. I do believe right now Whisper is just for Mac OS on desktop devices, not even mobile, but I believe that's coming soon. So if you have a Mac desktop or laptop, you should be able to use it. And it's just a much more accurate dictation tool. Using AI to summarize, or excuse me, to transcribe what you've dictated, but in some cases summarize when you've you know, if you've gone on pauses or you've done some stuttering or stumbled over your words, it's really accurate at clarifying that and removing those instances, as well as clarifying names and hard to pronounce words as well. And at the end of my dictation or writing of episodes now, I rarely have to go back and make edits or corrections anymore, which is a huge time saver. And you can use Whisper AI anywhere that you type. They're trying to end the keyboard was their clever marketing campaign, sort of. They had a video of, I believe maybe it was the founder smashing a keyboard or something like that. Again, don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure I saw that. So number three, Whisper AI for general dictation and voice typing. Moving on to number four, and this one I'm very big on right now. I'm majorly bullish on and very hyped for it, and that's Clay.com. We just did an episode a few days ago about Clay.com, probably our longest episode, and it's a sales and outreach and data enrichment tool. If you missed the episode on Clay.com, definitely go back and check it out. Episode 129. You won't miss it. It's titled "The Best Outreach Tool I've Ever Used." And this is the tool that's going to allow you to use basically an AI agent or an agentic AI workflow, at the very least, to scrape the internet and perform super personalized research on your prospects that would honestly take hours and hours to do yourself in a matter of minutes. And it's incredibly impressive. And we talked about that a lot in the episode. But prospects that the tool can discover for you, by the way, you can discover them right within the tool, as well as do this AI research. So you can surface your prospects and then scrape the internet, perform customized research, and use the results of that research to enrich your email outreach to these contacts, essentially hyper-personalized one-to-one emails at scale, at a cold outreach scale, which is huge. And I've had some pretty impressive success early on using the tool for cold outreach as far as replies and meetings and discussions go. So definitely a no-brainer to include it in this list. Okay, next up is going to be a bit of a twofer, so I guess we'll just call it five and six. I couldn't really decide on which one I wanted to pick, and I do use them both for some coding and programming that I've been dabbling in recently. So anyway, this one is going to be the Replit Agent and Cursor AI, or Cursor IDE, the development tool. And the Replit Agent is a tool that's going to allow you, Replit.com and their agent, it's going to allow you to naturally prompt an entire app, and it's going to basically build it from the top down for you. I will say that in both cases of the Cursor and the Replit tool, and Cursor is, again, a chat-enabled and AI-empowered coding environment. It's not entirely like magic, depending on the complexity of the app you're trying to build. So things like, you know, a simple front-end JavaScript calculator or apps like a workout app or something that can suggest based on a few variables of input, and they can suggest based on the data that they have stored in the browser memory, kind of cycling through and selecting the output for that best matches you. And Cursor will very much do the same thing. I would recommend using it in conjunction with Claude or another LLM to provide you some guidance. Cursor can do it in the chat as well, but I think that it's a little bit more a little bit better of an experience if you're copying and pasting out of Claude, for example. I will say that in both cases of the Cursor and the Replit tool, it's not entirely like magic, depending on the complexity of the app you're trying to build. So simple things like a JavaScript, HTML, JavaScript front-end calculators and apps that have, you know, simple variables stored and data stored persistently in the browser. And it's just kind of cycling through the input from you and kind of matching it to the most appropriate data. For example, like a workout app can be created by pre-populating a bunch of workout suggestions and pretty simply suggesting them to the users. That's really all it takes to create simple tools as well, which is the main use case that we talk about in the case of these Cursor, these coding AI tools, Cursor and Replit. So you really don't need to get complicated with the tool that you're building to make it useful. But in the case, if you're trying to, you know, employ multiple APIs and do some more in-depth coding, I will say that some persistence and patience is definitely still necessary. The desire to learn a little bit of code as well. And if you have that, and if you're able to pick up code quickly, or if you have a little bit of program experience, you're just kind of able to be dangerous now, I think, and get a lot out of these tools, which is why I'm including them on our list here. And because I really do believe that building a free tool with one of these is very possible for any marketer now with even if with zero programming experience. And free tools are an awesome marketing tactic. Okay, moving on to number 7, second to last here. And this is going to be the AI tool Notebook LM. And that's the viral tool from Google that allows users to, initially it allowed users to submit documents. And then later on, just recently, you can now submit YouTube videos as well. And it just outputs an incredibly realistic audio overview, as they were called, along with some other awesome things like guides and quizzes and frequently asked questions. But the feature that took the internet by storm was the audio overview. It essentially produced a podcast with two of these hosts that sounded incredibly lifelike and had just a really natural banter back and forth about any subject that you imported via file or URL. And we covered this tool on our show as well. Definitely go back and check out the episode. See for yourself. The results are really impressive. Or just go check out Notebook LM for yourself, for sure. The links to all of these tools will be in the show notes, of course. So definitely go experiment with that. And this one is going to be, if you're not using it to create an entire podcast of your own, which you certainly could, at the very least, it makes for an incredibly good study tool. And if you're trying to master a concept or if you're trying to research a topic for content creation, then Notebook LM is about the best study guide tool that you can get, in my opinion, but maybe not the best research tool. And that brings me to our last tool on the list, but certainly not the least, and that's going to be Perplexity AI. And this is the AI-powered search engine that is taking on Google and most likely eventually OpenAI, depending on how they integrate search into the product. I'm sure it's going to just be coming down the tube eventually, most likely fully integrated into ChatGPT itself, if I had to imagine, but we'll see. Anyway, Perplexity AI. If Notebook LM is the best study guide tool, then Perplexity is definitely the best research tool. It's incredibly good at doing in-depth analysis. It surfaces a bunch of sources and websites that it cites and can provide some really well-reasoned answers to your questions backed up by those sources in multiple stages, surfacing and highlighting concepts and topics that you may not even have realized were relevant. It suggests several follow-up questions, which makes it a great tool for researching podcast topics or content topics. If you haven't checked out Perplexity AI, you don't know what you're missing. Definitely go check it out. Okay, so I think that pretty well rounds out a list of the AI tools that I use on a daily basis and that we've talked about on the show that I think truly can boost your productivity and have some great practical use cases. Again, there are so many tools we've talked about, and they're all amazing, and they all have a lot of potential. But again, I think part of this AI journey that we're all on is going to be wading through the tools that don't necessarily suit us or our individual use cases and the ones that do. So that's what this episode was all about. There are a couple tools that didn't get a mention. The only one I can really think of right now is Riverside.fm has some AI tools as far as show notes and transcriptions and clips and stuff like that that I use to produce the podcast and record the podcasts in Riverside. But again, that's really about the only one that I can think of that I didn't mention that was worth it. So anyway, if you just started listening to the show today, you are in luck because this is probably the best TLDR episode available and highlights the most useful tools that we've come across and discussed on the show in the first 120 plus episodes or so here. In the first 120 plus episodes or so. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.